Rumens, Life Transformation Journey. Addressing those in the cradle of the number one global power, Paul, in this letter, lays the foundation of key theological concepts. He answers questions such as, why believe? What happens to nice guys who don't? What is grace? If God has already predestined us, where does the individual's role come in? Why suffering? How to discipline our flesh? Amidst the goal, the guts, the glory, Paul outlines the true journey of transformation. Slaves to sin. Everyone without exception is caught in the snare of sin, Romans 3, 10 and 23, facing eternal death. Even those who've never heard about Christ will be judged on the basis of their conscience and other available facts in their life, Romans 5, 15. In the larger scheme of things, Satan's destructive designs are countered by God's triumphant turnarounds. God knows in advance who will be faithful to him and is transforming them by conforming them into the likeness of Jesus, Romans 8, 29. Saved by grace. In a world where superheroes are worshipped, the most superhuman feat is still completely incapable of accomplishing salvation. It is a divine gift of divine grace, Romans 5, 17. Paul conscious that continuing in sin reduces the level of grace in our lives, Romans 6, 7 to 14. Sacrifice for perfection. The secret of leveraging this free gift is by sacrificing the cravings of our flesh to achieve transformation of our minds, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Paul elaborates this true form of perfection is through faith and a transformed mind, through a life constantly aligning to the image of Christ. This again is only achieved through the Holy Spirit, Romans 8, 26 and 27. Struggle against sin. In spite of being bolstered from Christ and the Spirit, the struggle against sin continues. Paul, the great apostle, acknowledges his weaknesses, Romans 7, 24 and 25, yet exults in the victory through Christ. He rejoices in sufferings, knowing that it drives us up several notches towards achieving this perfection, Romans 5, 3 to 5. Share the gift. While we enjoy this new status of freedom in Christ and being heirs to future promises, we are motivated to share this to the best extent possible, Romans 10, 14, using our gifts, Romans 12, 6 to 8, to radiate love, Romans 12, 9, to allow our lives and not precariously place judgmental words speak for us. At the same time, being discerning enough to keep us and those with us on the right track, Romans 16, 17 to 19. How much have we really changed after accepting Christ? What steps can we take to effect a bigger transformation?